At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome to The Drive. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, we're going to play a little game today.
Playing a game. Okay.
I didn't even tell you what we're going to do here. I just thought of this as I was sitting down waiting for the show to start here.
Chutes and Ladders?
No. we're going to do a little exercise here.
Here we go.
You play the GM.
I'm the GM.
You're the GM.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
And then we'll talk this through and see what we want to do here. But How are we allocating our resources this off season? First of all, you have to figure out what areas you want to upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you have to figure out the best way to do that.
Yes. I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I don't have a great plan yet, but let's talk it through.
This is what the Steelers are doing right
now.
This is what teams across the league are doing right now.
That's why the world's so quiet right now, is they're all kind of locked down trying to build a plan, you know?
So let's start with what we know.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this year's draft is deep in offensive linemen.
Yes, particularly tackles, and we like some centers, too.
We know it's deep in cornerbacks.
Agreed, yes.
We know they're a good group of wide receivers.
Yes, all of the positions the Steelers should have interest in.
Yeah. There's an okay group of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I know people talk about the top and the top, but we're not in the top.
Yeah, we're not talking about Caleb Williams.
I'm talking about guys that we can acquire.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Linebackers, okay.
Okay. Safety, okay.
Safety's okay.
D lineman, not great.
Not great at all, yeah.
Edge, I don't think is an issue. Tight end and running back, I don't think are issues.
So that's
not going to worry about punter. We'll find one somewhere.
That's kind of our plan going into this. Now, I'm looking here at the safety free agent group.
Yes.
It's very good.
It's very good. Yes. I also, we should probably do that too. So what do you think of the free agent / available quarterbacks?
I think it's okay.
I think it's okay.
It's not what it's been in recent years.
Right.
How
about centers and tackles?
I don't want to shop in that market necessarily, but centers...
Tackle, I don't. Center, I might.
Yeah. Center is... Well, Brian Allen just got cut today by the Rams.
Say, okay.
So
there's another one there.
Another name added to it. So you're looking at guys like...
Cushenberry will probably make the most. Connor Williams probably quite behind him. I know these names don't scream Damani Dawson, but I mean, they're better players than you think, folks.
I mean, Connor Williams is there, but he's coming off a knee injury.
Coming off a knee injury.
Kelsey's going to retire.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Cody Whitehair's 32. I don't know that I'm interested in that.
He's never really fit in at center or guard.
Yeah.
They're looking to upgrade at center.
Andre James, Aaron Brewer might be a little undersized for what I want to do.
I do think Brewer and Arthur Smith did a year together in Tennessee. So there's familiarity there.
I think it's okay.
Uh-huh.
This group is probably deeper than the draft.
Yeah. I mean, I can come up with the puzzle of this, which is why we're talking this all through, is there's about four names on there that I'd be interested in, and there's three names in the draft I'd be interested in. How do I end up with one of those seven?
Right.
You know what I mean?
My
favorite one is going to cost me my first round pick.
Right.
You know, so that's a tough one for me. I definitely think swimming in the safety free agent market is smart, you know, because it's not, you can see where the strengths are versus not. Same with, I don't love the corner market.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see.
That could get expensive,
too. That could get expensive, and I don't see a great fit that's going to be worth the money he gets, off the top of my head at least. There are some linebackers sort of interest, but not as much as last year. D lineman, I might kind of just run it back with my guys. But if an opportunity presents itself, you're crazy not to take it. And
if I can get a little younger and better there, I'm okay with, like.
Yeah, I hear you.
And if that's signing a veteran for $4 million, okay.
Yeah. I don't disagree. And we've talked through this before. There's a couple wideouts of interest that wouldn't be all that crazy of an investment that you wouldn't even take one in the second round or third round. You know what I mean? So that kind of marries well with the draft, in my opinion.
Okay. So the first thing that's going to come up, though, is free agency.
Right.
So we want to take a look at the free agent centers.
I want to look at the centers. There's something like quarterback, I would imagine. I mean, you can't go in the draft with just Kenny.
Right. That's not
going to cut it.
That's not going to cut it.
And we could even do this without talking quarterback. I mean, because it's almost its own segment.
Let's say we have $25 million to spend.
Okay. Man, I think that's a conservative, you know, safe
that's
money.
What we can spend in terms of salary cap space for next year.
And Allen Robinson's not on the team.
Right.
And some of these other guys, right. And you can restructure some contracts. I don't know how much I'd be looking to spend at the safety position, but that would be one of my first moves is safety.
Wait that one out.
Because there's a lot.
That's not a target.
Yeah,
because you're going to get a bargain potentially from that group. There are guys, a lot of guys, that have played a lot of snaps in the league.
That are affordable.
That are, like, I'm looking here at the list. There are 6 guys, 7 really, 8, 9 who played, 10. 10 who played 950 snaps or more that are going to be free agents.
That have been around the block.
I mean, those are guys that played basically every snap for their defense last year.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's the Jeremy Chins of the world that didn't, but are also intriguing. You know, I mean, there's some guys like that, or someone that had to miss some time with injuries, et cetera. So if we're going to prioritize it, like, what do we do when the free agent buzzer goes off? I think we wait around and wait for the tidal wave to go through see what's left.
We need to figure out quarterback first, I think.
I would think so.
Because there aren't as many of those. Those are going to dry up quickly. And I think the first move is finding out what happens with Mason Rudolph. I think you make him an offer prior to the start of free agency. You say, here's what we are willing to offer.
Yeah. I mean, you could have that talk now.
Yeah. Right. If somebody offers more, we understand you want to test the market and see what's out there. That's your right.
No, sure.
100%.
This is our neighborhood, though.
If somebody gives you an offer better than what we're offering, great, but give us a chance to match or better it.
No, I think those conversations probably have already taken place.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with that. I think they should. I have mixed feelings on this because would you rather have Tannehill or Rudolph? Just for a football team, because I think Tannehill's value as a big brother goes a long way for Pickett. And frankly, when they were both on the field, Rudolph was better than Tannehill last year.
He was.
But Tannehill's got a track record. There were injuries. There was nobody blocking for him. You know, like, you can excuse a little bit of
the other thing about Tannehill is that he's going to know the offense, as you mentioned, the big brother option.
Yeah.
But then if we draft one,
it also works out well.
That also works out well because he doesn't need all the snaps that you can then give to the rookie.
Right. You know, through the preseason. I'm torn on that. I might rather have Tannehill than Rudolph.
In some ways, yes.
Yeah, in some ways, yes.
But then there's what you mentioned, that the last time they were both on the field,
he was the inferior
Rudolph was the better player.
He was. Tannehill's still a little more mobile, which I think is important in this, but he doesn't run like he used to. But I think, and I know this isn't going to make people do cartwheels, I think it's going to be one of those two.
I think it's going to be one of those two either.
Right. I mean, Fields is a fun story, and I could understand it. But I don't think it's going to be Baker. I don't think it's going to be Cousins. I don't think they're trade for Daniel Jones.
Fallback option might be Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I was going to throw him and Brissett's name out there, too.
Those are the two that would be okay. I'd be okay if this fails, that fails.
Mm-hmm.
These are the next options.
So we don't have to narrow it down and say you have to sign this player or this safety. Let's say one of those four agrees to a deal early in free agency with the Steelers. You know?
Yeah.
And that's not asking much. I mean, they're not all going to get swept up in the first day. You know, Brissett, Garoppolo, he's also suspended for 2 games, but you can live with that. Kenny can start seeing.
Yeah, Kenny starts to see. You were going to start Kenny of the season.
Yeah.
To begin with.
That might actually work to your advantage with Jimmy, because if I'm a team drafting Drake May and I want Jimmy to start the early of the season,
right.
I can't.
You can't do
you know
that.
What I mean?
Right.
Or, you know, somebody like that. So let's say you get Rudolph, Tannehill, Brissett, or Jimmy locked up. You at least have that.
And let's say it's going to cost you $5 million in cap space.
Okay.
That seems about the way you can structure the deal.
Trubisky was more than that.
Not the first year.
Not the first year.
Because,
okay.
Some of that was signing bonus, and you can mm-hmm. make it a 2 or 3 year deal.
Oh,
and,
okay. How much cap space it eats up. Okay.
Because we got 25 to spend.
That's a round number.
Yeah. We're going to need, just in the grand scheme of things, we're probably going to need 6 in cap space to sign our rookie class. Mm-hmm. But we can worry about that down
the
road.
We can restructure.
We can do some things to create that space.
All right. Can I convince you to put a solid offer into Cushenberry or Connor Williams?
Not Connor Williams. He's hurt.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
Okay. That only leaves one target then. That's the problem. I mean, we can't just say, oh, we're going to sign him because 5 other teams might have something to say about it. But I would be in the Cushenberry sweepstakes for sure. And it's part of it's because there's only one reason. I love these centers in the draft. Of course, Powers Johnson it's leading the pack. But the other ones, Barton and Frazier, are great too. But I just think it's kind of a Kevin Colbert move to be, let's get our guy now.
Well, they have somebody right now who can fill the spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it what you want to go back into the season with? Probably not. But if you had to play a game today, you've won games with Mason Cole.
That's why I've included Connor Williams in the thing, too, because if it takes him a while, I can live with what I had last year. And if I can get him cheaper, I don't know. But that's a position, along with safety, that I am interested in attaining before the draft. But if it doesn't happen, I can certainly pivot and look to draft one. Or have a conversation with James.
I'm just looking here on Spot Rack. Calculated market value for a guy like Aaron Brewer is $5.2 million.
Mm-hmm. I bet Cushenberry's 10, give or take. I mean, Brewer, James, they're going to be 5 or 6. I think they're better than what you played with last year, but they're not ideal.
Yeah.
I'd be kicking the tires on the top centers, but Cushenberry is definitely my favorite because I know that's a massive upgrade. I mean, he's not Mike Webster, but it's a true upgrade without question.
Yeah. But there might be some other teams there that are going to outbid you on that.
I mean, he might get scooped up an hour into free agency.
And if I spend $5 million on the quarterback, that leaves me, let's say it's going to leave me based on our budget, $20 million to spend
our
elsewhere.
Right. And you'd like to bring back Golden and you know, a couple guys like that.
And these things cost money.
These things cost money. Yeah. I mean, I do think there's, you know, you got to think about those guys too that are free agents that you want to keep. I don't think that's a long list, but I'd like to keep Watt. I'd like to keep Golden, you know, Watts. Not, you know, Golden, maybe another guy or two.
Well, I mean, either them or somebody like them.
Yeah.
So I think you budget $3 million each for those positions.
So we probably have, how much do we really have to spend outside the organization? 12 to 15, something like that, give or take?
So if we go get a big target at center.
And then a $4 million safety.
That eats it all up right
there. I know.
That doesn't give us anything for linebacker. I know.
I mean, that leaves you pretty thin.
So I think
we really only have 5 draft picks that we can count on as, you know, hole fillers.
I think the more sensible approach to it then is to not get into the Cushenberry sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to sign at least one defensive back.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That you can't live with what you have.
I mean, your starting slot is gone, and one of your starting outside corners is gone. Really, the only two starters that...
I don't know if Neal and KZ will be back.
Right, and that's the other part.
You may need 2 safeties and 3 corners.
Yeah.
You know, when the day the free agent bell dings, you know, and you have time to do it. But where are you spending your money in your secondary then? I mean, I think you have a safety like a Julian Love last year type of guy that's 3-4 million, been around the block, but isn't old. And then I'd love to use like a 4th round pick on a safety. You know, because I do think you want to play a big nickel, but I don't want three contracts back there.
Right.
I don't love having two.
Well, I mean, it depends on, you know, do you, you know, bring back guys like Eric Rowe or
mm-hmm. I think Rowe's in the mix.
Yeah.
I would mix him in with, like, the Goldens of the world. Cheaper, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be in camp. A slot corner would be nice.
Yeah, a true.
Yeah.
You know, every I don't have to change what we're doing.
No, right.
Like, based on the down and distance here. This is a guy that I'm going to put out there.
Yeah.
Who's going to play regardless of down and distance? Because they've had to fudge that too much.
Yeah, they have. However, I mean, true Mike Hilton slot corners are starting to be a thing of the past. I know he's a crazy person, but, like, who's the three-name dude that went from the Saints to the Lions that gets suspended all the time and fights everybody? Something Johnson.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Johnson Gardner. Yeah. He plays safety and slot for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't kill two birds. But I might want a big slot more than I want to pay for a 5'8 guy.
It makes it, you know, when you're in the huddle, defensive huddle,
mm-hmm.
and you break the huddle.
You're not sure what he's doing.
Right.
Right.
Or maybe it's Micah Fitzpatrick in the slot.
Either or.
I mean, it just makes you more.
A versatile safety to me is appealing.
Yeah. And that's why I might even sign two of these guys.
Yeah, me too.
You know, just to kill those two birds, you know.
I wouldn't break my heart at all. I mean, if you two defensive backs, one of them's slot safety, one of them's Jeremy Chinn or somebody like that, or, you know. There's a couple linebackers I'd be interested in as well. I'm dancing around it because I don't have a set plan right now. I've been thinking about it for 3 months, to be honest with you.
But, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to do this little mm-hmm. exercise is, that, again, this is what's happening around
sure.
NFL complexes.
Sure.
They're coming up with a plan on how to, because free agency is going to hit in 3 weeks.
Yeah. And it's fast and furious.
Yeah. And you're going to get it. You're going to, coming out of the combine next week, you're going to have a better idea of what's available in the draft.
Sure. And they're doing that now too. I mean, the area scouts are in there. And they might have, you know, they may have the Cushenberry conversation we just had. I think we can get Lloyd Cushenberry for 3 years, $32 million, make it an $8 million cap hit this year, give him a nice chunk. But four other teams are having the exact same conversation,
right.
You know. And do you have an in with that agent, or are you real certain you can do it? I mean, you can put in early offers, but if you lose out, you better pivot to James, or we're going to go get a tackle or an extra defensive back because now it's center time in the draft. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
But again, you have a center.
You do.
It's kind of like the center conversation is kind of like the quarterback conversation to me.
Okay.
An upgrade would be great
mm-hmm.
over what you've been playing, but are you desperate? Desperate's a big word.
And I would say defensive back is the only place you're desperate in February, you know,
as
we speak today, or the day that the bell goes off. So you have to sign one defensive back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at a minimum.
I think you have to sign a defensive back and a linebacker.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I didn't fight you on that is they waited for a while and got Alexander. You could do the same routine.
But he got hurt.
The
reason why he was out there is because he got hurt.
Yeah.
I would be interested in going out and signing, you know, a Drew Tranquil or, you know, a Willie Gay, someone like that I know they're still young enough that it's, you know, I'm not interested in signing Patrick Queen.
No.
But if I can get one of these guys who
one of those, I'm probably out of the linebacker market, certainly on day one or two of the draft too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough that I can get by.
I'll let somebody, like, I'm looking here at the market value on Willie Gay.
Let's spend some money on one of those dudes, Gay or Tranquil.
It's $7 million.
It's a little pricier than I'd like. He's an earlier pick. I bet Tranquil's cheaper. I bet, who are some of the other names? It's thinner than you think.
Yeah. You know, it just depends on what way you want to go with this.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking like $4 million.
I mean, there's guys I can sign here for $4 million that
I think, like, Tranquil would be in that neighborhood.
Well, they don't have them listed. They have them.
Yeah.
They just got to look at linebacker.
I know that the spot track's goofy with how they.
Yeah, with the inside guys and the outside guys. Mm-hmm. And now I got a bunch of outside guys here as well. I'm not signing Frankie Louvu. That's not happening.
No, that's going to be 10 or 12 or something like that.
Or
maybe Shaiir from Titans.
Yeah. Someone like that. You know, I can.
Do you think four-ish for that?
I can go up to
rotational linebacker.
I can go up to six on that.
Okay. If it's a dude, I mean, if it's really a dude. Gay, yeah.
If it's a dude,
better than Alexander and more valuable than Alexander, yeah, I'm fine spending that kind of money.
Yeah, if it's somebody, again, that's why to me, I think a guy like Tranquil makes a lot of sense.
He's not gonna
break the bank, and he played 600 snaps last year.
Mm-hmm. Part of a rotation.
Yeah, it's part of a rotation. Well, I've got two of the guys in my rotation.
He'd be a third. He'd probably play, ideally, 66% of the snaps.
And I got to cover my butt a little bit because I don't know, and the Steelers will know this, but what's Cole Holcomb's recovery situation?
Yeah, I was going to say that earlier, too. That's what's different about this year versus last year of, we'll wait till camp and see what bodies are out there. Well, you might want somebody sooner than that to get really in the mix from the start.
You know, am I interested in a reclamation project like an Isaiah Simmons?
See, like Simmons and Chin and some of those high-priced dudes, if they're out there, you know, high-pedigree dudes that have never really fit in, I'd be interested in those guys if 2 or 3 weeks of free agency goes by and they're sitting around and want to sign a one-year deal for $2 million or something like that, and then maybe I'll figure out how to use them, maybe I won't, and might catch lightning in the bottle, but they're the cherry on top. You know, like I can't be like I'm counting on him to be in the serious rotation, a more than 50% of the snaps guy. Maybe we can change the scenery, does something good for him. But
and ideally, what I need at that position is a coverage guy.
Yeah.
I got the thumpers.
I don't need a thumper. I mean, that's why I mentioned Chin is the same breath as Simmons. I mean, like a big, strong safety slash linebacker, middle of the field, run and hit guy is of interest for sure. Yeah. But they would be the cherry on top.
Right. We got to get to a break here.
We'll keep
discussing this as we continue here. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, we're talking here about free agency in the draft. And
off-season game plan, basically.
Yeah, how we would attack this here. And I'm just looking here at this whole free agents rankings here. Why do some places make their stuff so hard to do it?
Oh, I know.
Ease of use should be the way to do it.
It looks like you're on Pro Football Focus.
I am.
They have some good contract stuff on there, but it's hard to get to.
I'm trying to pull up their interior defenders
on
here because I had some other lists that have interior defenders on it and couldn't find some guys on there. And it's difficult.
It is difficult.
Like, okay, where's the...
I think we've referenced Mike Clay's lists that he put out, which I always just keep it on my phone because it's real easy just to find names on there. But then you're guessing a little bit more on contracts than you'd like. I don't love that part.
All right. I got some linebackers here.
Okay. Linebacker list, huh?
They got some projected contracts here as well. So,
oh, good. Okay.
Terrell Dodson at $3.25 million for 1 year.
I don't know enough about him. I mean, like, I know that he's a quality player. He's the age you're looking for. He moves well. I just don't remember him coming out of school as well as some of these other dudes. But that's the owl I'm shopping in. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a good neighborhood to be involved
with. He's 25.
He can run.
He played a bunch of snaps last year for the Bills, who live in Nickel.
Right. And he's an important player for him.
Yeah.
No, he's a name I'd be fine with.
Blake Cashman, 2 years.
That's the one I was
$4.25 million.
Yep. That's absolutely. Him and Tranquil to me are similar in terms of.
Give me a guy
one of those
like
guys.
That.
Yeah.
Now, he was a complete failure, really, with the Jets.
Yes.
But last year with...
He was good.
Houston, he was good.
He was good, yeah. I liked him coming out of school.
Yeah. Just looking here at some of these other guys, I'm not interested in that. No.
They have Shaiir on there?
Not seeing him here yet.
Okay.
No. Tranquil, they're saying 2 years, 3.38 average.
I
could shop in that aisle.
Yeah. If it goes up to four, I can live with it.
Yeah. You're not a Josie Jewell guy.
Okay. I'm looking for more of an athlete.
Yeah. Shaiir, they're saying 6.75 per year.
Wow. I get it. I mean, that's the Willie Gay neighborhood.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't. Maybe if they're still out there in 2 weeks and you haven't signed one, you know.
Well, they're saying Willie Gay is 3.75.
Okay, so they're arguing
I'm in on that. So we've seen 3.75. We've seen 7.
Yeah.
The truth is probably somewhere in between.
So let's say we spend four on a linebacker. You know?
Yeah.
In that neighborhood. Maybe it's $3 million cap hit this year, but, you know, something like that. I think there's enough names there that we'd be happy with one of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, you know, there's some guys there that I could certainly live with.
Can and live with and are fine.
There'll be upgrades over what I was running out there, certainly at the end of the year last year.
Without doubt.
And they don't have the, you know, the problem that you have, and, you know, Mike Tomlin was asked at his season-ending press conference about the injuries that hit certain positions. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, it was troublesome. And yes, it is a factor. Like, they have to look at that. Like,
no doubt. You know, no doubt. And it's bad luck. But also, if you're going to spend on older dudes that have injury history, chances of your luck being bad are better. Or, you know,
yeah, right. Absolutely.
And I would say these guys, Alexander was a fine addition here. I'm not picking on him. But these guys we just brought up in the segment have fewer warts, fewer concerns.
Yeah.
I guess is the better way of putting it. You know, less downside.
At the safety position. Well, Antoine Winfield, $6.26 million per year. Xavier McKinney's $13.5 million. We're not shopping in the South. Aloy Gilman.
He's a better player than people think.
$2.67 million.
Yeah, that's a great name. That's a great name. I mean, he's made no money in his life. You know, he kind of came out of nowhere. People don't know much about him. Not a high pedigree guy. Wasn't on a good defense. He's a Charger, by the way. I think that's a great addition. I mean, you get him and somebody else, you know?
Yeah, right. That's the kind of guy that you're looking to get.
Mm-hmm.
Darnell Savage is going to be 2 years, $5 million per year.
I don't know if his play style fits here. He's been kind of criticized for not being the most aggressive tackler and those type of things.
Yeah.
But the ability's there, the versatility's there. Maybe it was just a bad fit with the Packers. That's a hard thing to comment on. But
yeah,
he wouldn't break my heart.
Julian Blackmon's a guy that
that's
I like.
That's a great one, yeah.
$5.75 million average.
I'd consider it that number.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's worth that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're, again, a 25-year-old ascending player. Yeah.
2-3-year deal, something like that.
Jordan Whitehead at $6 million. I'm not interested in Jordan Whitehead at $6
million. I thought he'd be cheaper than that. I was going to say Jordan Whitehead's a great name, and then you said $6 million, and I shut up immediately. I was like, I thought he'd be $3 million.
Yeah. I thought he'd be cheaper than that. And maybe he will be.
Maybe he will be. I mean, especially after four safety-needy teams grab the cream of the crop, and then you're sitting out there for a bit, you know.
Jordan Fuller from the Rams, $4.63 million.
It's okay. It's not my favorite one yet, but it's okay.
Deshaun Elliott, $4 million a year.
Seems a little pricey for him, but he's quality starter.
Yeah, Cameron Curl, $12.5 million.
Yeah.
See, these are like the big ticket items are the ones that sign early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the other guys who are thinking they were going to get that kind of money then end up not getting it. CJ Gardner-Johnson, $5.3 million.
I'd be very interested in that. I mean, if you are comfortable with the human being, and he's not the only one on this list that might be a handful to be around or whatever. You know, I mean, all these, you would think you're pro and scouts and knowledge of the league and people know what they're all about. But him as a player at that number, that might be my favorite one yet.
Jeremy Chinn at $3 million.
I thought he'd even be cheaper because he kind of got benched, but
he just didn't fit the defense.
He didn't fit the defense, too. I mean, he can fly. He'd be a nickel linebacker for you. Yeah, I'd be very interested in maybe two of these names.
Yeah.
Especially with slot, one of them better of slot capabilities.
Yeah. You got Mike Edwards and Jayron Kearser. There's guys on there that are, you know, $2 or $3 million players
that would be priority guys.
They wouldn't be priority guys.
A month from now, you sign.
Yeah, but you can get there's some names on that safety list that
good names.
Yeah,
I mean, if you give me Gilman and who's I thinking? I was gonna say Whitehead, but he's more expensive than I thought. But I mean, I might even spend $9 million total, or you know.
If I want to play three of them,
and one of them's a really good slot player, I think that's not crazy.
Yeah, and that helps. I mean, you've upgraded your defense.
Yeah, you don't need a slot corner in the draft, but if you get a little Hilton type, you still could take him, especially if he has gunner capabilities. You'd be done at safety.
Yeah.
You know, it also lessens your need for linebacker a little bit. You know, I mean, you could play, you know, different personnel groupings.
Just a different way to play.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at those centers on here, they're saying Connor Williams is $7.5 million a year.
I would spend that. I mean, again, team doctors have to be involved.
They got
to
be,
Yeah, of course.
Andre James, $9 million a year.
Wow.
Cushenberry, $14.2 million.
Ooh, I thought he'd be like 10-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really ascending, and he's what you're looking for. I know he's not a household name, but
don't know if I can go there.
I don't know if I can go there.
Aaron Brewer, $6.67 million.
It's okay. As long as one thing about Smith going back to Brewer is he has looked at very mobile centers. I think you're going to see centers getting out there, pulling, doing things like that. And Brewer certainly fits that mold. I mean, like, they drafted the kid out of Stanford, Dahlman, who's a real movement type guy. So that might be something to consider. Although Cole moves pretty well, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not his problem.
He's also cheaper than Tyler Beatus, who's $7 million a year on here.
Mm. These centers are a little pricier than I expected, but you kind of get what you pay for, though. They would be an upgrade.
Yeah. Coleman Shelton with the Rams, $5.3 million.
Mm. I wonder if Allen's in that neighborhood, too. He probably isn't listed yet.
Yeah. Evan Brown from Seattle.
See, like those two names, to me, aren't good enough of an upgrade.
They're not good enough of an upgrade.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go get one, I'm going to get one that I can, you know, but a Siamalu type.
It's not as deep as
no,
you might
not
be better off drafting it.
It's cheaper. It just, you know, detracts from the other spot.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, but I do like the Westbrook Akines. I wouldn't mind grabbing one of those receivers.
Yeah, the wide receiver group. Let's take a look.
There was three or four there that have some toughness.
I mean, we're not in the Mike Evans, Pittman.
No. I mean, I would.
Noah Brown doesn't interest me. T. Higgins.
Noah Brown does interest me. He's a really good blocker. Young.
He's got that injury issues though. I mean, he kept getting hurt last year.
Okay.
He finally started to play last year, and
yeah. What are they projecting on him?
2 years, 3.5 average.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean,
that's not terrible. I mean, if they did that, I'd be like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what I'm looking for there, and I think we talked about this last week, is someone that's a three, but I probably draft past him to be a three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, Brown's also 28.
Yeah, I know.
He's not as young as.
He's a little older, yeah.
Ridley, no.
No.
Josh Reynolds, no.
I don't know if Reynolds would be awful, but there's better names on here.
I'm looking for something a little bit. Curtis Samuel, $9 million.
Oh, with his history, that's rough.
Yeah.
He's a playmaker, though.
Kendrick Bourne, you're looking at $7 million.
Mm, that's more than I thought, but I also, not to fight you, but I bet if the Steelers needed it, they could get to more than $25 million, available.
Oh,
they could, right.
But again, you're going to have to. You have to sign your rookie
rookies,
class,
yeah.
And you have to have enough left over to do anything in the offseason as well, as we saw last
regular
year.
Or
in the regular season, I should say. Cedric Wilson, $2.5 million.
Eh.
Tyler Boyd, people think that Tyler Boyd's coming here. $8.75
million. Yeah,
that ain't happening.
I'm not spending that for
it's not happening.
No, I mean, I don't think he's going to help you on special teams either.
The guy we talked about, Nick Westbrook Akinne, $2.75 million.
I'd do that right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to? 2 year, $5 million deal or 2 year, $6 million deal?
And he's still, he hasn't turned 27 yet.
Okay.
That's the kind of guy that you want to do business
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah. And I can live with him as a three. I'm thrilled with him as a four. You know, if I run into a third round pick that goes right past him or Austin steps up or, you know.
KJ Osborne, you're looking at $5 million a year.
I was wondering, that's another name I was thinking because he has some toughness. Him and Brown and Akine, Westbrook Akine, have the toughness you look for.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they'll throw their bodies around and. That was really Robinson's best attribute.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
And an underrated one.
Yeah. So, you know, beyond that, I don't know if you're looking to do a lot in free agency.
I kick the tires on centers.
We can take
I'd
a look
love
at
the
cornerback market, but that's not going to.
Yeah, I guess we should talk about that because it'd be nice to have one of them under contract.
Jalen Johnson, $19 million.
Nah, so him and Snead are going to be.
Kendall Fuller, $13 million.
I think he's the third best one.
Kenny Moore's going to get you 6.75.
So he'd be great, but he's an old school slot.
He's also 30.
And he's older. And yeah. High character guy. I mean, he'd fit in well, too. I think he was coming off an injury as well.
Yeah. Legarius needs 17 and a half.
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore's 10. Ronald Darby, 2.5.
Yeah, he might be shot.
Miles Bryant, he was the slot last year in New England. Looking at 2 years, 3.5 a year.
Again, we brought him up last week, and I didn't do more homework on him, but he was intriguing. I mean, that's not a bad spend use of your money.
Yeah. Dane Jackson, 2 years, $4 million average. That's basically what you just paid Levi Wallace.
Right. I don't know if it makes you better, but it would hold the place down for a while.
Awuzier.
I'd say, what's Awuzier?
$10.5 million.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know if you can shop in that aisle.
I don't know you get your money back out of it either.
Keyshawn Nixon, $4.25 million. Emmanuel Mosley, 1 year, $4 million.
Yeah.
Murphy Bunting, 1 year, $4 million.
That's not too terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would consider that. He's done a lot of slot work too, but he's not small.
Jordan Lewis, 2 years, average of $3 million per year.
Yeah, I might grab one of those like $3 or $4 million corners.
Yeah.
You know, just to go into the draft with another dude.
Christian Fulton, $3 million.
That's not bad either. I mean, he has some pedigree to him. So if you're spending three on a receiver, three on a corner, four on a safety, six on a linebacker.
And probably six on a quarterback.
Yeah, I know it's forgetting something. It's a pretty important position. Maybe more. I mean, that's like you're filled a lot of holes.
You filled a lot of holes. You've used your money, mm-hmm. but I think it's you know, when people talk about these big ticket items,
yeah.
Like that's all you get.
That's all you get. Yeah.
As opposed to last year they showed us they were willing to be active
mm-hmm.
in free agency, but there weren't really any big ticket items that they went out and signed.
No. Siamalu blew
me
away.
The biggest one, yeah.
But he also was out there a little while,
yeah.
And I bet he was asking for 20% more than what he got when it was all said and done.
Right.
And I'd still be interested in that. You know,
and those are the kind of deals that you make.
Those are the kind of deals you make.
Yeah.
You know, like if we just laid out and you got those five players, I wouldn't even say all of them make you dramatically better than what you started last season with. You know, maybe what you finished.
That's what the draft's for.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you're going to get markedly better. And last year's draft, which was a good one,
mm-hmm.
we went over that on Monday. Those guys are all going into year two. The expectation is they take a big step forward.
Yeah, 100%. But if you grab those guys, the boat wouldn't be leaking, you know, in the draft. And if there was a Siamalu out there at almost any position, you could restructure a couple dudes and be like, okay, well, I'll throw some chips in the middle for that guy. And then you end the draft saying, I'd love to get a center. I'm going to keep an eye on quarterbacks. I'm going to keep an eye on receivers. Might have to take a corner pretty high. And that might be about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a tackle. If there's a tackle sitting there in the first round, you know, Latham sitting there, you have to consider that too.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, the value overtakes the need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we have time to look at tackles? I don't think I want any, but it's going to be kind of the beauty of Dan Moore is you can live with him and he's cheap.
Again, he's kind of in that Kenny Pickett situation here where
you've played all these young guys on offense. You know a lot about them and they're cheap. You know,
I mean, Tyron Smith, 1 year, $10 million.
I'd like to be even more, but okay.
Yeah, but he's
not
going to
be a Steeler. Yeah, he's not going to be a Steeler.
Trent Brown is $7.5 million a year.
That's not the craziest thing I ever heard.
He's going to be 31. Now.
I know he's old.
Onwenu.
That's the name I like best.
$14.5 million.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which is, you just can't shop in that. Mm-hmm. You know,
buying tackles.
Jermaine Illuminor, $7.5 million a year.
What is he, 26, 27?
29.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He must have came out of school late.
George Fant is going to cost you $5 million.
He's a six guy, if Dan
Moore were on the free agent market right now,
he'd make more than Fant.
Yeah.
Because
he's young, he's
experienced. I hate shopping the tackle market.
Chuk's a core for.
Where are they putting him at?
$5.25 million.
I get it.
He just got benched here and cut.
Yeah. And what's funny is if I knew nothing about him and that same situation happened with the Rams or Bears, I'd be like, maybe they should call Chuk Skorafor.
Somebody will sign him to a decent contract.
Yeah, and have him and Dan Moore battle it out at right tackle or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, draft the guy in the fourth round if you want or not, you know. Again, this is a much bigger conversation.
Jonah Williams, $15 million a year. Are you out of your cotton picking mind?
I know. That's unbelievable. Yeah. And he might get it.
Oh my God.
There's so many bad teams that have tons of cap space. He might get it. He's a former first-round pick from Bama, and people think he's good.
I mean, Donovan Smith is $2.5 million a year for Donovan Smith. He stinks.
Yeah, and he's flat-out bad. And he'll be in the league for six more years.
Yeah. Mekhi Becton, $5 million.
Consider it.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I'd have to know more about his injury history and all that, but he has not been good, folks.
Would not touch him with his injury history and his just no.
I just love reclamation first round pick type projects. Yeah, you don't want to shop in this market.
No, because you're getting below average players mm-hmm. for more money than you want to spend for a below average player.
See, now this is the conversation when you talk about you shouldn't take a running back in the first round, you shouldn't take a center in the first round. This is the reason. You know what I mean? Like, it's much more economically sound to draft Latham than it is Powers Johnson. Because if you need another one, you can't go get one, you know, without making a bad deal, basically.
I do think that they're more...
Like Broderick Jones, the first round last year.
More, center's a weird one, though.
Because center's weird, right.
Not everybody can play it.
Not everyone can play it,
you,
right.
You could look at a guy, we saw this with Kendrick Green. Oh, his skill set should translate to center.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a little bit of it in college, and okay. And he gets to the NFL, and he can't do it.
No, no doubt. No, I don't think center is just like a throwaway position at
guard, okay.
Guard, you can find one.
I don't want to draft guards in the first round.
Right, right.
Because I can find those guys. And I can take a tackle and make him a guard. I can do all kinds of things at guard.
Yes.
But I can't do that at center.
Right. And there's always exceptions. This guy's a Dallin Faneca, I'm going to take him. You know.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
He
better be a future Hall of Famer, at least, or at least a Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Regular Pro Bowl guy on a, you know.
And that's why Faneca was a top five pick, though.
Right.
You know? I mean, like taking Quentin Nelson in the top five or whatever, I guess has been a good pick.
You better be John Hanna.
But you better be great. You know, you better be great. Yeah. I mean, you're already making him like one of the highest paid guards in the league.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's, you know, they're making more than the franchise tag on some of these dudes.
Yeah.
You know, if you're picked super high. I don't want to, I don't think they have to shop in the tackle market. Drafting tackles to me is smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially in a great tackle draft.
You've got a couple young ones on the roster that you kept on your roster all last year that
could surprise.
That could surprise.
Coach them up.
You know. So that's how you deal with that. And again, I think what we touched on in terms of free agency, I think that will be the plan.
Mm-hmm. O-line note, any chance you draft Latham or Mims or someone like that at 20, hey, Dan Moore, why don't you start playing guard? Hey, James Daniels, what do you think about playing center?
Here's the thing with Mims that people don't talk about.
But I don't even care if it's Mims or Guyton or
Mims
Latham
started.
Or...
Mims played less in college than Broderick Jones.
Oh, he's like Trey Lance.
He played like
he's played,
eight games.
He's played like none.
Eight games.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I draft Mims in the first round, I do that with the plan. He ain't seeing the field in year one.
Yeah, you can't move more to guard if it's Mims. I mean, if it's Latham, it's different.
Yeah, Latham's plug
even
and
Guyton
play.
Guyton hasn't played a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are moldable clay.
That's why I have Latham so much higher than those guys, because I can plug him and play him now.
Mm-hmm.
Those other guys, I don't know what they, you know, they maybe
I'm just
their upside is better, but maybe they fail.
I'm just curious if our tune will change 2 weeks from now on Mims and Guyton, like if we walk past them in Indy. I mean, they're crazy looking.
I get it.
And that's not a knock on Latham.
But I wasn't a big Lance guy because he hadn't played.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I'll you look at the tape and say, okay, it's good.
Yeah.
But
what have you done?
Especially
at that position.
You're not going to play a lot your rookie year. You're just not.
I mean, of course, Mims would have played a lot more if he went to Pitt, you know, but
right.
I mean,
but
he was ahead of, Broderick Jones ahead of him, an NFL dude.
Started eight games in college. Eight.
Yeah, I think he's played like less than 600 snaps.
Yeah.
Like well under 600 snaps.
Like, I get it with him, but.
Well,
I assume
Latham,
that he's at Georgia. He's an athlete.
Oh, he's an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a crazy athlete. But again, you know, my whole Daniels to center, Moore to guard conversation, the beauty of Moore is you can draft that guy. You can draft Mims or Guyton, and you can take as long as you want. You can take longer than Broderick Jones saw the field because I can live with Dan Moore. You know what I mean?
So the problem becomes if you have an injury and now.
Then you're thrown in the mix.
Now you're throwing him in the mix.
Defense, right. Yeah. No question.
Anyways, let's get to a break. We're a little overdue for that. That is our free agency / draft attack plan.
Yeah, we sort of came up with one.
And it kind of, you know.
You got to be fluid on this stuff, too.
Things will change.
Yeah. Oh, big
there'll be guys who get cut over the next three weeks here that will join this list. We go, ooh.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm interested in that. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, center got cut today.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but anyways, we're going to get to a break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Steeler fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Acrisure Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. Matt, looking here at a piece on ESPN, was done by Courtney Cronin and Field Yates, and they have a potential package of what the Steelers would have to give up to get Justin Fields.
Mm.
And I'm sorry.
I've heard
I'm
so
not
many
interested.
Different. Okay, let's unravel this for the end of the end of the hour here.
2024 second round pick, which is 51 overall.
I assume that would be part of it. Yeah.
And a 2024 fourth round pick. Ugh. I'm not giving that up.
I don't think I am either. I mean, I'm super intrigued. Maybe he could be the answer. You know, maybe he could go, yeah. you know, hit all the heights that we thought. But man, that really hamstrings you for, and then you got to pay him.
You know, then you got to pay him. You know, we just gave up. We have.
We just did the majority of an hour on what your resources are.
You have five picks in the first four rounds, mm-hmm. which is nice.
It is nice.
Now we're going to have three if you make that trade.
Yeah, yeah. A two and a five, I'd think about. They don't have a five, right?
They don't have a five.
Yeah. Two and next year's five, I'd think about. But I can't give you two of those. I need to get four potential starters out of this draft.
Yeah. Here's the other problem is, you know, the other teams involved here that they have. Well, the Falcons. Well, they have the
Everybody picks ahead of the Steelers.
They have the 43rd
yeah,
pick.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
New England. Yeah.
Like, these teams all pick ahead of Pittsburgh.
I'm not sure we've talked about this on the air, but I know we did off the air, which I think is smart, is if this was Patriots Nation Radio and Marvin Harrison's sitting there and I can get Fields with my second rounder straight up and I can start
my
passing my
team
game
better.
With Fields and Marvin.
Yeah.
And all it cost me on my first two picks. That's the move, man.
That's the move to make.
That's the move. You know, right.
Yeah, they also have some potential.
If you're the Bears, I want that early second.
Potential offers for the number one overall pick.
Oh, wow.
For Washington, which has number two.
Mm-hmm.
They could get the number Washington's number two pick, a 2024 second round pick, which is 40,
mm-hmm.
and the 2025 first round pick.
To move up one spot.
And you could still take Drake May or Jaden Daniels and still have all that extra.
Oh, yeah, and still trade Fields.
Right.
If you're close, you never cut corners at quarterback. If you really think Williams is better than May, I'm not sure if I make that deal. But if they're close, I do that deal 1,000 times out of 1,000 if I'm Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the assets you'd have.
If you're Chicago.
And then you could listen to entertainment again. And
you
not even
take Marvin Harrison.
And hold on to Fields.
And have two high second round picks. Mm-hmm. And
don't trade Fields.
Right.
Or trade down again from two.
You could come out of this draft with like four starters, five starters.
Yeah. Cheap.
And next year have next year's first. And
you have tons of cap space. And, yeah. I mean, like the Bears have serious cards.
Yeah. New England would move up from the third pick. They trade their third overall pick, their 2024 second round pick, which is 34th overall,
mm-hmm.
and a 2025 first round pick. Again,
same deal, basically,
same deal.
Of course, right?
Yeah. The Falcons, because they're coming up even farther.
Yeah, I bet it costs more than going up to get Bryce Young.
The eighth overall pick.
Sure.
2025 second round, 2025 fifth first round pick, a 2025 second round pick, a 2026 first round pick, and a 2026 second round pick.
Three firsts, two seconds.
I'm doing that.
If you're the Bears?
Yeah.
And just hold on to Fields?
And just hold on to Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because then you're sitting there at like, what, eight and
because
nine or
I
whatever?
I got two first round picks in the next two seasons.
Forever and ever, ever.
If I figure out that Fields isn't the guy,
mm-hmm.
I got the ammo to go up in future drafts.
Anytime you want.
Yeah.
Anytime you want.
Is Caleb Williams that great?
Right.
I don't think so.
Plus you have the ammo. Where I was going with this,
I'm not talking about
Oliver
or Andrew Luck here.
I have not watched a lot of Williams because he's very Steeler irrelevant.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some people really love him. I mean, if we think he's that special, maybe. But
if Atlanta, if I'm Chicago's GM and Atlanta made that offer to me, done.
I love getting tons of future picks and all that
done.
Stuff, too. You know?
I mean, first and second round picks in each of the next three drafts?
Yeah. And I don't think Atlanta's going to win the Super Bowl next year.
No.
You know, I mean, they're going to be bad for a while, probably.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say is the Bears also own their pick, which is 9 or 10.
Right.
So you'd have two right in the same neighborhood.
You'd have two top 10 picks this year.
Mm-hmm. And I would be real interested in maybe moving from 8, but that's where you're getting this deal, right?
Yeah.
It was 9. I'd love to go get Adunzie, though. You know, like, wouldn't mind going back to 6 or
they
7.
They still might get Adunzie where they're sitting at.
Yeah.
At 8.
I mean, if I'm going to keep Fields, I'm going to get him one of those three receivers, too. Or Brock Bowers.
There's four of those guys, and three guys in front of us are going to
And tackles are going to go, and quarterbacks are going to go. Yeah. But I don't want to sit there and take Leitu and...
No.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, if I'm going to take Fields, I'm getting him some serious firepower.
Yeah.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
That, to me, is more attractive than trading for another unknown at quarterback. Because you just went through Justin Fields' growing pains.
Right.
You just dealt with that.
Because of what you get back.
Yeah.
It, you know, if it's as simple as trade Fields for the Patriots early second and draft Williams, or keep Fields and draft Marvin, well, I'm taking the quarterback at one. You know what I mean? But if I'm going to get that kind of package, and I just and I have a quarterback here that I love and my fan base loves and my teammates love that has a lot of ability, the new coordinator.
And I still, I mean,
throwing to DJ Moore and
Romadu. I'm not paying him this year. I got to pay him a little bit more next year.
He's like 25 over two years.
I got two more years.
They have so much money anyway.
Yeah, I got two more years to figure this out.
Nothing for them, right.
And I'll have all these and at the end of those 2 years, I'll still have two first-round draft picks.
Yeah. I mean, the Washington deal, you might have first overall again next year. It might be the same as the Panther deal you just made.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be that bad. They move up for Williams, do you think they're winning the division? No.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to have...
You're definitely picking in the top
Chiefs
10
picks.
Somewhere.
These aren't the Bills picks. You know, right. I mean, you're trading the teams that don't have quarterbacks, and they're hoping that they do get one in the deal, but it's going to take a while. And, yeah, I mean, you can package tons of stuff up to go get the next Andrew Luck or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always open to that. If you can give me a ton of cards to work with, you know, a lot of aces and kings, I'm like, yeah.
I mean, if we were talking about Peyton Manning or we're talking about Andrew Luck or we're talking about a can't-miss prospect.
And Williams might be. I mean, I might change my tune the more I learn about him, but he's not overwhelming.
When I see the comps and it's Kyler Murray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I already got Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I got Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to upgrade, you know, three more years of manageable salary cap stuff. As you mentioned, I don't need to sell. I got plenty of salary cap space.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Williams has a better career than Fields. Okay, sure. That's very possible. But my offense will be pretty darn good with running back what I have with DJ Moore, Fields, and Adunze or Bowers or both.
Cole Kmet's not bad.
And yeah.
I got
some
stuff.
The line's okay. Yeah. You know, right. And I spent a bunch of money on defense. Or, you know, I mean, oh, by the way, you still have like $80 million in cap space, too.
Right.
I mean, you'd be a lot more loaded than that, too.
Yeah.
It's a fun team. Be fun to be the Bears GM right now. Just listen to the offers.
If I get that offer, I'm taking it.
I'd have dinner with Washington at the combine, too. I mean, I'm really impressed with Drake May. And I know some people think May is better than Williams. If I go to two and get Washington's first-round pick next year and a second?
Yeah.
Those are
But there's no guarantee that Washington, if they move up, they aren't taking May.
But then I'll take – I mean, if I think that they're very, very similar, May and Williams, and I go to two and pick up – a premium
if I
asset?
Go to two, I can still trade down and go from 2 to 3 or 2 to 4.
And
two
do the Marvin deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to two from 2 to 8.
Yeah. I do think – I understand the value of quarterbacks. Trust me, folks. But I do think people are overrating or underrating how good a prospect Marvin Harrison is.
Like, right.
You know, like I do this every year. Like if you had to bet before the draft one player that goes to the Hall of Fame, it's definitely Harrison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean – don't take Jamarcus Russell over Calvin Johnson.
Right. Don't make that mistake.
Yeah.
Let's get to a break here. That's going to do it for hour number one. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. We'll be back with hour number two of The Drive right after this.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.